We turn to rats, and let's face it, there is not a lot of love for them.
I hate rats.
That's New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
And he is hardly alone in that opinion. Just ask New York's newly appointed rat czar.
No more dirty curbs, unmanaged spaces, or brazen burrowing. There's a new sheriff in town. And with your help, we'll send those rats packing.
But Carrie and Sarah, the San Diego Zoo's lead wildlife care specialist, is telling a different rat tale.
Runa is her name.
Runa is a Gambian pouched rat, also called an African giant pouched rat. She arrived at the zoo just a few weeks ago. And she is no ordinary street rat. She's much bigger, for one thing, weighing around 3 pounds. She's also part of an elite pack of so-called hero rats, which were trained by the nonprofit organization Apopo.
The rodents learn to identify the scent of TNT, and they're able to locate undetonated landmines.
The rats have a nose for other dangers too, like illegal trafficking of animals and plants.
The rats can alert their handlers to the fact that one of those items is in that shipping container, even through a scent that they might try to mask it over, like a coffee, very strong coffee smell.
Now, not all hero rats can be heroes out in the field, like Runa, who was rattled by the demands of her old position.
One of the final tests of the rats that work in the field for landmine detection is, you know, you need to go to a brand new field of dirt and be, you know, ready to do your job. And so that was where we were told she had some challenges, was being out in the open in new spaces.
But she's gotten more confident in her new job at the San Diego Zoo. She's now considered a rat ambassador, showing off the surprising virtues of her species. People are often hesitant to meet her at first, but then
we start telling the story and then we get to bring her out and their whole demeanor changes. And it's a really great experience to watch.
Sasha, it sounds like she maybe works better as a bureaucrat.
Oh, so cheesy.
Sorry.